This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word. It's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I was hiding the whole time. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I were moving out of a rental house and I went back to the house to get some of my stuff. I told my side dude to meet me there. We had just met a few days before, so I wanted to spend some one-on-one time with him. He rubbed every inch of my body and then he lifted me onto the kitchen counter and was kissing me like crazy. Just as we started taking our clothes off, I heard a knock at the door and I figured it was my nosy neighbor, so I ignored her. I got back-to-back calls from my husband and I ignored those too. I was trying to hurry up and have sex so I could get home before my husband suspected anything. My side dude had my toes curling, and then we heard someone trying to get in the front door. It was my husband, and he was knocking really hard and calling my name. I ran upstairs and hid in the attic. My side dude went to the front door. I could faintly hear my husband asking for me. My side dude said he's the new tenant, and he stopped by to see the house, and he's the only one there. I didn't even tell him I'm married, but he lied for me anyway. My husband said he was sorry for bothering him. My heart was beating out of my chest, but I wasn't leaving from my hiding place. My side dude called my name many times and searched all over for me. I sat in the attic until he left. When I got home, my husband said he thought he saw my car down the street from our old house, so he stopped by and he met the new tenant. I was holding my breath as he talked. My husband is cool, but I feel bad for ghosting my side dude. I want to finish what we started or at least explain what happened. Should I call him and see if he's mad?
I'll be there.
Wow, you get a gift handed to you and all you could think of is jumping right in back into the fire with your side dude. How stupid can you be? I mean, you got away with cheating free and clear. Your husband could have walked in on you. You know that, right? What are you doing? I mean, I hope your husband finds out at this point because you don't deserve him. And please don't get comfortable because your husband could still find out when the real tenant gets in there and your husband has to go over to collect the rent or something. I don't know. But all you care about is what your side dude is thinking. Should you call him and see if he's mad? Has he called you to see if you're okay? To see what happened? I'm pretty sure the answer to that is no. I think you're playing with fire. I say don't call that man. My advice to you is to leave him alone and thank God that you made it out of a crazy situation that could have cost you your marriage. But you obviously don't care about your marriage or you wouldn't have been there in the first place. Steve?
It's crazy. It's letter crazy. The whole time I'm reading this letter, I had a thought in my head, and I'll share it with you when I feel up to it.
Okay.
Her and this woman and her husband moving out this rental house they had, right? So she went back to the house to get some of her stuff. And she said, I told my side dude to meet me there. You know, when people start letters like this, just typed it just as normal. You know, like this just, you know, This when you know the letter finna be crazy. When you type something that ain't normal, come out of nowhere, and you just normalize it by just putting it in the letter. My husband and I were moving out of a rental house. I went back to the house to get some of my stuff, and I told my side dude to meet me there. Well, where'd that come from? Lady, this ain't how you tell stories. You know, start off with, hey, y'all, I'm writing y'all. I know this going to sound crazy, and I messed up, but here's what happened. And to prepare us. Then we know there's something ignorant finna happen in this letter. But you just typed it in. I told my son to tell me meet me there. And we had just met a few days before, so I wanted to spend some one-on-one time with him. How this your side, dude? Y'all just met the other day.
True.
Crazy. Damn. Crazy. He rubbed every inch of my body and then lifted me up on the kitchen counter and was kissing me like crazy. And just as we started taking our clothes off, what? Ain't this house empty?
Yeah.
Didn't y'all move out? Ain't no bed? What? Just as we started taking our clothes off, in an empty-ass house? Ain't you supposed to fold the clothes up or hang them somewhere and throw them across a chair? They just said, what? See how this letter is full of craziness, but she's just talking normal. That's why I know there's something wrong with her. Because she done typed all this crazy mess. And I wanted to spend some one-on-one time when he rubbed an inch of my body and lifted me up on the kitchen counter and was kissing me like crazy. Well, then, just we started taking our clothes off. I'm trying to sound regular. I heard a knock at the door. I figured it was my nosy neighbor, so I ignored her, you know. And I got back-to-back calls from my husband, and I ignored those too. You ain't think them two was the same? I was trying to hurry up and have sex so I could get home before my husband expected. What? I was trying to hair up and have sex and get back home before my husband suspected anything. That's your damn statement?
Uh-huh.
This ain't normal. Man, bye.
Crazy. All right, Steve, just hang on. Hang on, breathe, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter subject. I was hiding the whole time. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I was hiding the whole time.
The letter starts off about this woman and her husband moving out this rental house. She was going back to the house to get some of her stuff. So she told her side dude to meet her there. That's just how the letter started. Just as crazy, like it's normal. We had just met a few days before. I don't know how this your side dude y'all just met. And I wanted to spend some one-on-one time with him. Well, how'd y'all meet? Anyway, he rubbed every inch of my body and then he lifted me up on the kitchen counter and was kissing me like crazy. And just as we started taking our clothes off, wait a minute, I thought you said you just wanted to spend some one-on-one time with him. That's what you said. You had just met him a couple of days ago. Now y'all naked in the kitchen up on the counter with no furniture in the house. Just as we started taking our clothes off, I heard a knock at the door, and I figured it was my nosy neighbor, so I ignored her. I got back-to-back calls from my husband. I ignored those two. You didn't put them two together, that knock and them calls? You didn't think them two was the same? I ignored them. I was trying to hurry up and have sex so I could get home before my husband suspected anything. What? You was trying to hear up this one-on-one time. You was trying to hear him have some sex. Anyway, my side dude had my toes curling when we heard somebody trying to get in the front door. Okay, now I'm assuming The toes was curling because y'all had started an activity. Then y'all heard somebody trying to get in the front door. It was my husband, and he was knocking really hard and calling my name. Phyllis! Phyllis!
Phyllis!
Phyllis!
Phyllis!
Okay, now we got a problem now. Because now your ass is up on the counter, damn near naked, with your toes curling, and your husband outside beating on this door and calling your damn name. I ran upstairs. Well, the reason you ran and the dude knew something was up because that was your name. He had Phyllis up on the counter, and the dude outside was hollering, Phyllis! So he added that up. I ran upstairs and hid in the attic. My side dude went to the front door. I would have never done that. I would have never done that. Because if I hear a knock and I look out this window and I see it's a dude out there that's calling the girl's name that I'm in the house with, I'm not going to the front door. But your side dude went up there and said he was a new tenant and he stopped by to see the house and he's the only one here. Well, I didn't tell him I was married, but he lied for me anyway. He didn't lie for you. No, no, no. He was lying so his ass could get out that front door. This ain't had nothing to do with you. He knew you was in trouble because a man was outside calling. He didn't lie for you. He lied for himself. What he can't do is let this man know, whoever this girl is you was outside beating on this door, calling for, and now you got a key and you done came in here, I can't let you know I had her up on this counter half naked curling her toes. So I didn't even tell him I was married. He lied for me anyway. My husband said he was sorry for bothering him. My heart was beating out my chest, and I wasn't leaving from my hiding place. So my side dude called my name many times and searched all over for me. Phyllis. 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 Phyllis, he gone. Because he want to get back up on this kitchen counter.
He's trying to get back in there.
Phyllis. My heart beat. My side dude called my name many times, searched all over for me. I sat in the attic till after he left. When I got home, my husband said he thought he saw my car down the street from our old house. So he stopped by and he met the new tenant. I was holding my breath as he talked. My husband is cool, but I feel bad for ghosting my side dude. Well, if you didn't ghost him, guess what? Both of y'all right now would be ghosts. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
both of y'all be ghosts right now. I want to finish what we started, or at least explain what happened. Should I call him and see if he's mad?
What?
Well, let me tell you. He got some questions when you do call him. Your explanation gonna come in the form of a question. Hey, who was that at the door? Oh, that was my husband. Why you ain't tell me you was married? No, you could have got me killed up in here. And where was you when I was calling you? I was upstairs laying in that pink insulation. Did you hear me calling you? Yeah, but I couldn't come out. Now, lady, I don't know what you... First of all, I read this letter. I'm thinking, this a dude here. This is a letter that a dude would write. Secondly, lady, you're not good at this. This ain't what you do. God gives us all a warning shot. Mm-hmm. Now, you done got yours. You got a warning earlier. This one, he took a piece of your ear off because your husband came and knocked on the door. So you done something shady before. Because this ain't your first side, dude, I don't think. And do you not have any women's intuition? When you heard that knock on the door and them phone calls, ain't nothing tell you this my husband? Because most women will go, hold it, whoa. I got a knock on the door and he called it. That might be him. Let me stop. No. You
post had to your comments. On today's Strawberry Letter, it's Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.